Okay, segment two of the June the 10th program of The Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith and Right Political Action. I'm Woody, your somewhat demented host. Well, I just get angry and people think I'm nuts. Maybe they're right. But we're continuing with this theme of existential threat to America and trying to get the word out there to people to just, you know, pay attention. The emperor is naked. The evil that you see being done in this country by particularly Democrats and their those behind them that are pulling the strings, the global masters, and we need to push back against them. We don't need to be accepting of all these things that are happening. We need to push back legally in accordance with the Constitution and reclaim this nation. And it begins with, as I said in a previous segment, prayer and Bible reading, or Bible reading and prayer. The same as breathing out or breathing in. They're both absolutely essential, and Americans are guilty, I'm speaking of myself also, of not doing those two empowering things. Pray and read the Bible, and I'll tell you that the lady sitting with me in the booth today, my wife Cindy, wife of 53 years, I call her the most powerful woman in the world, and I say yes, ma'am, quite often. Well, she understands where we are and what we need to do. And she agrees with what I've been saying on air. And we read and study the Bible together at night. I read to her some of the great books we've been reading, The White Nile by Alan Moorhead. We've read John Fox's Book of Martyrs. We've read just a bunch of really good books, probably about 18, maybe we're going on book 19 now in the last year and a half. But as a couple, we pray over our family, and we read every night from the Book of Proverbs, and we read from the Messianic Psalms, from the Book of Psalms, Psalms 2, 8, 16, 22, 23, 24, 40, 41, 45, 68, 69, 72, 89, 102, 110, and 118. Those are called the Messianic Psalms and other passages of the Bible. But we keep our nose in Scripture. Cindy has her individual study that she does, and I have the individual study that I do. But together as a married couple, we pray over our family and our nation and the projects that we're involved in. And this country needs to do that. We need people to get back and get on their face before God. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Kind of become cliche now, but we need to put the cliche aside, accept the reality of that verse of Scripture, and do it. And do it. We don't need to hang our heads, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, I'm in the way. No. God has given you the right to shape the government that's over you. And it doesn't rule over you, it serves you. And when it gets out of line, as it has right now, we call it back into line by electing those people who can stand against it best. And guess what, folks? Like it or not, it's Donald J. Trump, the tip of our spear. And when people do as regrettably, what Ron DeSantis has done, what Nikki Haley has done, what Tim Scott has done, and others who've said, well, yeah, I have a, let's move him out of the way. He's been too controversial. And I represent the new vision of America, you know, and I'm a Christian and all the other stuff. Well, all those people, as I said on a memorable program on the 3rd of June that caused a little bit of dissension, that, well, those are foolish people. And however well I used to think of them, however well you used to think of them, anyone who doesn't line up behind the tip of the spear of Donald Trump so that we can actually make some progress, if God permits, against the evil cabal, then we get what we deserve. And if we continue to entertain the fantasy of our friend Ronnie, Governor Ronnie, or Princess Nikki, or any of the others who say, oh, I'll do a better job, I'm smarter than him, elect me, like that giggling Tim Scott did. I used to really like Tim Scott. And I still respect him. I think he's a good guy, except he's now a good guy who's an idiot and who doesn't understand the reality of the circumstances that we are under, and that is the imminent demise of our country because of foolish politicians and people who did not know the word of God, who were citizens, who didn't stand up for things are right, and so the evil cockroaches came in to destroy our nation, and they're scurrying all around us, and they have venom. It's a rare breed of cockroach. It's ugly, not like the little German cockroach crawling around a lot of homes, or the American, Australian, or brown cockroach you see outside or sometimes in the garage or wherever. This brand of cockroach is infested with vermin, and it's evil, and it's venomous, and it's trying to destroy this country, and it's coming right out of a box labeled Democrat and Rhino and other things. Oh, Woody, come on. Don't know Woody me. I know what I've seen. I know what I've heard, and the things that I've seen and done in the world, some things that very few men have had a chance to see and do. And I have a responsibility to say what I'm saying, however caustic it may be, however supercilious or dumb-sounding. You know what, folks? I'm speaking the truth, and someday you're going to know it if we continue in the direction we're going. And it's not going to be very far down the road. We need to read the Word of God. We need to pray. We need to meet once a month, as we're now doing with a group of men at still the Hampton Inn, to go over the vision of WCGA, Wonderful Coastal Georgia, AM 1100, what Wes Cox wants to do. And I want to support him as from ground zero of the first great awakening, the first great awakening, we cause a great reawakening. So at the next meeting, the end of June, we want to see another 15 or 20 people who will step forward and say, count me in. I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as our brothers did 250 years ago as this nation was being founded. We will do all we can by the grace of God to reawaken America, because right now the cockroaches that infect our government, the deep state, represents an existential threat to this nation, and we must become aware of it and find out how we dispose of it. God bless you for listening. I hope you'll come back on the backside. Stand by for more.